Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Little Dudes Insect Academy podcast. I'm super excited to be here in Washington, D.C., here with my friend Alex, and we're just going to go ahead and talk bugs, and so this is going to be really awesome. So, Alex Orfinger, I'm so excited to have you on the show. So welcome to the show, Alex. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. I'm really happy to be here. My name's Alex Orfinger. I'm from Central Florida originally and have lived all over Central and North Florida. Only recently moved to Tennessee because I took a job in North Georgia at a college there. And I've been working on aquatic insects for a while now, and I get the fun job of getting to describe new species and name new species and look at how they're related to other things that are already known. So I play a lot of in streams and rivers, and then I do a lot of microscope work back at the lab, DNA stuff. And so I have a pretty fun job.
Very fun. That sounds so awesome. And we're going to dig right into it. So let's go ahead and start with, you know, where did you go to school, and how did you decide where that path led you?
Yeah, so I was really lucky that I grew up on a river, and an intracoastal river, brackish river, and right next to a state park. And so I spent most of my free time when I was young going out and catching all sorts of critters.
Yeah.
So I was always in nature and doing, if I wasn't in the water, I was in the woods, and always interacting with critters, and always had a love for biology and organismal biology. So looking at animals and how they interact with their environment and everything. And I ended up, so I always knew I wanted to do something in biology.
Right.
And I went to the University of Central Florida and did a bio major. And then I did a master's in biology after that. And I actually worked on fishes originally. So
nice.
I worked on South American fishes, did a lot of work down there. But I knew I wanted to do a PhD, and I was wondering, like, where should I go? And I'm really into biodiversity, so the study of how different groups are, you know, comprised of different species and how diverse they are depending on where you are.
Yeah.
And I knew insects are, in terms of animals, as diverse as you can get.
Right.
And so I wanted to make that leap to insect biology. And so I went to the University of Florida and Florida A&M University, both. It was a joint PhD program, and spent some time in Gainesville, Florida, and some time in Tallahassee, Florida, working on entomology, and just finished my PhD over the summer, actually.
Nice.
Yeah. And so I just took a job in North Georgia, like I said, at Dalton State College, and living right across the border in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Very cool. Yeah. So what are you doing at that college right now?
Yeah. So I was really lucky to land this job because I love teaching.
Oh, great.
And so I get to inspire new folks about bugs and hopefully, you know, convert a few.
Yeah.
Or at least make them more appreciative of how cool bugs really are.
Right.
But in terms of research, I'm working on a group that I've always that I've worked on for many years now that most people haven't heard of, called caddisflies.
Yeah.
So the order Trichoptera, these are aquatic insects. They spend most of their life in the water as larvae. So like butterflies and moths, they undergo whole metamorphosis. So their immature stages, the babies, the larvae are kind of like caterpillars in the sense that, like butterflies, caterpillars are 100% different looking, different acting, do different things.
Yeah.
Larvae of caddisflies are the same way. They're 100% different than the adults. The adults look kind of like moths. They're closely related to butterflies and moths.
Yeah.
The larvae, they're called the underwater architects because they live in water and they use silk to spin little portable homes for themselves.
Yeah.
And
like
make
a little shell, kind of.
Yeah. So they make these little houses that they walk around with, and they live in them, and they make them out of all sorts of things, whatever's available in their environment. They'll tear apart pieces of plants and weave those together.
Yeah.
Use sand and rocks and whatever else they can. There's several artists that have given them gold and jewels. There's actually somebody here at the conference we're at currently selling jewelry that is caddisfly made jewelry. That,
very cool.
Yeah, and then she transforms it into earrings or whatever.
That's so cool.
Yeah, so the aquatic stages are a cool focal point, but I work a lot on adults too because you need the adults to describe new species, and there's a lot of work to be done on these animals. And so One of my favorite parts is looking for new species and new distribution records and things like that. So right now I'm getting undergraduate researchers involved in I'm getting a bunch involved in going out into streams and rivers, and hopefully we'll get them active in the lab in the spring semester, since this is only my first semester at Dalton State College.
Yeah. So you mentioned a minute ago describing new species. What have you kind of found with that?
So a lot of people think that we know basically all of the organisms out there, and that's very, very far from the truth, especially when it comes to insects. There's certain groups that we have a really good handle on globally. Mammals, I mean, are 99.9% described. I mean, there's some things out there like rodents, you know, especially and underground things that that might be undescribed in remote places, but birds are fairly well known, things like that. But insects are really one of the final frontiers in in biology. There is so much we don't know. And so even in the United States, I've described a couple new species in the southeast U.S. or in the eastern U.S. And I've got several more backlogged. I've got a new species from Brazil. I've got another one from Oklahoma, one from Rhode Island, one from Washington State. And so and certainly there's more out there. And so there's a lot of work to do, and unfortunately not enough folks to do it. So anybody that is interested in working with insects and describing your species,
for sure,
caddisflies are a good group to go into, but really you can't go wrong with any of the insects.
Yeah. So are all of these species that you've described, have they all been caddisflies or similar?
I co-described one. I worked on fish before, like I mentioned.
Right.
So I did describe a genus and species of fish.
Nice.
South American electric fish back in several years ago.
Wow.
But since my PhD work, everything's been caddisflies that I've described as new. Yep.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So when naming, this is kind of a fun question, but when naming a new species, what kind of goes into coming up or deciding on the name?
Well, whoever describes the species gets to name it. And so it can be, so long as you follow certain like guidelines or rules that are laid out in the there's an actual code for it, a naming code, but you can name whatever you want, and people do different things. They might do something descriptive, like of the anatomy of an insect, or they might name it in honor of somebody else. They might name it in honor of the place it was found, or some kind of habit that it has, like an ecological or behavioral habit. The two I've named so far, for caddisflies in particular, I mean, coincidentally, were named after people. I named one a co-author named after the folks who had collected the insect originally.
Nice.
In honor of them. And then the second one I named after my wife, actually.
Very cool.
So,
yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. So so we've talked a little bit about what you've done, but how did you originally, like, was there a moment that you were like, yeah, entomology is what I want to do? Like you said, you worked with fish in the past, but was there one turning point where you decided, yeah, entomology is what I want to do?
It was kind of a process. It was probably over several months. When I was doing a lot of work in South America, I was looking at fish diets, and aquatic insects especially are what sustains a lot of fish.
Yeah.
I mean, they're incredibly important for the food web. And so I was looking at, I was using chemical analysis and gut contents and stuff to look at fish diets. But to do that, I needed to collect a bunch of insects. And so I was down in South America collecting tons of insects, mostly aquatic things, because I was collecting near a bunch of water and in a bunch of water. And so mostly aquatic things. And that kind of, as I was, because I knew I wanted to do a PhD, but I was like, what, you know, what group of critters do I want to work on?
Right. Yeah.
I was thinking reptiles or fish, and really I was thinking, well, I've just had such a blast working with insects, and I know there's more to work on with insects than any other group, so that's when I decided to make the jump. And so working on fish has kind of helped steer me towards insects, not because of anything bad with fish, because they're awesome, but just for the reason that insects are so darn diverse.
Yeah. Yeah. I totally agree. That's really awesome. Yeah. So, moving on, like where do you kind of get your inspiration? Like, is there somebody that kind of pushed you in a certain direction, or maybe you don't know this person, or like, who's your inspiration?
So that's several folks, I guess. But
yeah,
the biggest inspiration early on was just the fact that I was lucky enough to grow up in such a natural place. And so
right.
more of the natural world inspired me early on. But then
right.
Something that's maybe a common theme, I don't know if you've heard it, but Steve Irwin
yeah.
inspired me big time
For
early
sure.
on, so much that like when I was young, I wrote him.
That's awesome.
And got a letter back that
really?
I assume he wrote back, but maybe not.
Yeah.
But so that he was a big influence as well.
That's awesome.
There's a really well-known entomologist who passed away a few years ago named E.O. Wilson.
Yeah.
E.O. Wilson was also from the South,
right.
Southern U.S. He's from Alabama originally. He was a brilliant mind and worked on, he worked primarily on ants. But nobody's perfect. And
yeah.
so he was a big influence as well. Just the kind of work that he did was always most interesting to me. My whole family's in law, so judges,
okay.
lawyers, things like that. And
yeah.
I was told, you know, don't follow your passion. Just don't go into law if you don't want to. And,
yeah, that's
and,
awesome.
Yeah, I definitely ran with that advice as well.
Yeah.
So.
That's really great. Yeah. Because there's always that kind of pressure, you know?
Yeah.
So that's
I was,
really great.
It
that
was
they,
good. I was never pressured to follow in footsteps.
That's
I,
great.
They encouraged me to forge my own path, which is always a good thing. And
that's
I
great
was lucky
thing.
To have yeah. that.
That's awesome. Yeah. So so apart from or maybe related to entomology, either either directly related or otherwise, what are some other activities or hobbies that you enjoy on a day-to-day basis?
So, probably not surprisingly, it's just a lot of things outdoors. If I have free time, if I'm not eating good new food or something like that,
mm-hmm.
I'm out hiking.
Nice.
And I try my best not to work while I'm hiking. So I try not to collect too much or
yeah.
anything like that. But I usually have a vial or two in my pocket.
Just in case. Yeah.
Just in case. And occasionally my wife will have to stop at a stream with me for 30 minutes or more to
nice.
Look around. But I spend a lot of time with my dogs and my wife. And we spend a lot of time outdoors as much
nice.
As possible. And we just moved to a new area, too. So we're doing a lot of exploring in and around southeast Tennessee and northwest Georgia as well.
Nice.
The little free time we do have right now, that's what we're doing.
That's very cool. How about fishing? Do you do any of that?
Yeah, so growing up, I fished almost every day.
Nice.
First 18 years of my life,
yeah.
I spent a lot of time mostly saltwater and brackish, so flats fishing, things like
right.
that. Ironically, even though I work on aquatic insects in freshwater and I've done all my biology work in freshwater, I've never been a great freshwater fisherman because I did all saltwater growing up.
Okay.
But I do any freshwater fishing I've done in the past, I've done with nets. And so
yeah.
I've done a lot of that, but in terms of rod and reel, not much, and the bugs I work on are really well known to the fly fishing community, who
yeah.
exploit them big time, using them imitations and the actual things in fly fishing.
Yeah, for sure.
Biggest fish love to gobble them up, and
yeah.
Anytime I mention I work on caddisflies, whenever somebody actually knows what I'm talking about, they're either in water quality or fly fishing, and
yeah.
and they always ask, "Do you fly fish?" And I always give the disappointing answer of no.
Yeah.
But it's on my bucket list. It's one of the things I need to get around to doing.
Yeah, for sure. Some
yeah.
of those flies are like crazy accurate. It's
oh yeah,
really
it really is impressive. And the fly fishing community has contributed a lot to the science, actually.
So, oh really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So moving on, what are some of your goals for the future? What are some of your goals and aspirations, maybe trips or research that you want to do in the future?
So my immediate goal is to get more undergraduates inspired in entomology. In entomology,
yeah.
or not even entomology specifically, but organismal biology. So
right.
most bio majors at in college are pre-med, things like that, which
mm-hmm.
is a great route. There's obviously nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
But a lot of people are that way because they, I don't know, they think that's the only
yeah.
route. And so exposing them to different things. That said, I've got a lot of like personal and collaborative research projects I'm working on.
Yeah.
I have a lot in the U.S. I have some trips planned. I'm going to the group I work on, actually, is the Caddisflies. There's a Caddisfly specific conference every 3 years.
And really?
Upcoming summer, it's in Ecuador, so I'll be going to Ecuador
wow.
for that. I've got collaborations going on right now in India and throughout the U.S.
Wow, that's awesome.
Different places. And so I'm going to get as much travel in as I can,
yeah.
Which is another perk of the job.
Yeah.
But definitely just lots of time. Locally, I need to really collect locally, too, which is something I just haven't had time to do yet since I just moved. But
right.
of all the southeastern states in the U.S., which is a pretty well-studied area for insects and especially caddisflies, Georgia's actually the least well-studied.
Oh, wow.
And Northwest Georgia in particular is not greatly known.
Mm.
And so I'm lucky that I landed in a place where I can contribute in that way. So there's certainly new species to record from the state, if not actually undescribed species themselves. But there's probably going to be new species records from the state and things that are just not known. So I've got a lot of streams to explore.
Yeah, sounds like it. All right, very cool. Well, before we finish up here, where can the viewers go to learn more about your work? Or do you have social media maybe or a website or anything like that for them to go to learn more?
So I'm lucky to have a pretty weird last name. It's Orfinger, O-R, and then Finger. If they look my name up and then my college, Dalton State College, they will find me. And they can, if they look at me on Google, they'll find all of my different papers. I don't have a website specifically other than my college website.
Right.
But all my papers are out there almost. I have a research gate, which is more for scientists. But almost all of my papers are available to download there.
Nice.
I'm also just happy to talk to anybody that's interested in biology or specifically insects. So my email is available on the Dalton State College website as
Very
well.
Cool.
And I'm really happy to talk to whomever wants to talk about bugs, and I respond quickly. So,
amazing. All right. So, thank you so much for being on the show, Alex. This was super fun. We learned all about caddisflies and super cool. So thank you so much for being on the show. This was really fun.
Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, of course.